ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Continuing from the prayers of demigods in Canto 4, Chapter 1, verse number 57. Soyam sthiti vyati karo pashamya shristan. Soyam sthiti vyati karo pashamya shristan. Sattvena nasura gana anumeya tattva. Drishyat adhabra karunena vilokanena. Yachri niketam amalam shipatara vindam. Word for word meaning. Saha, that. I am. He, sthiti, of the created world, vyatikara, calamities, upashamaya, for destroying, srishtan, created, sattvena, by the mode of goodness, naha, us, suraganan, the demigods, anumeya, tattvaha. Anumeya tattva, understood by the Vedas. Drishyat, glance over. Adhabra karunena, merciful. Vilokanena, glance. Yat, which. Sri Niketam, the home of the goddess of fortune. Amalam, spotless. Shipata, supersedes. Aravindam, lotus. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Let that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is understood by truly authorized Vedic literature, and who has created peace and prosperity to destroy all calamities of the created world, be kind enough to bestow His glance upon the demigods. His merciful glance can supersede the beauty of the spotless lotus flower, which is the home of the goddess of fortune. Translation can be repeated. Let that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is understood by truly authorized Vedic literature, and who has created peace and prosperity to destroy all calamities of the created world, be kind enough to bestow His glance upon the demigods. His merciful glance can supersede the beauty of lotus flower, which is the home of the goddess of fortune. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the origin of the cosmic manifestation, is covered by the wonderful activities of material nature. Just as outer space or the illumination of the sun and moon is sometimes covered by clouds or dust, it is very difficult to find the origin of cosmic manifestation. Therefore, material scientists conclude that nature is the ultimate cause of all manifestations. But from Shastra or authentic literature like Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic scriptures, we understand that behind this wonderful cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in order to maintain the regular procedures of the cosmic manifestation and to be visible to the eyes of person who are in mode of goodness, the Lord appears. He is the cause of creation and dissolution of the cosmic manifestation. The demigods therefore prayed for His merciful glance upon them in order to be blessed. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Seeking the blessings of all assembled devotees and especially Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu to speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam. We are continuing from the prayers yesterday which Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu covered. That was the first prayer yesterday, and today is the second prayer which demigods are offering after the appearance of Nar Narayan Rishi from Dharma. So in this whole chapter, as many of the speakers previously has mentioned, that it's a genealogical table of the daughters of Manu. And then further in fourth canto, we'll see Daksha's pastime, where Lord Shiva and Sati commits suicide, and then the whole pastime happens. She gives up her body in relationship to, because it's in relationship to Daksha, and the whole pastime will reveal later. But this particular verse is very interesting because it's actually bringing out the atheistic view which modern scientists are actually are making a big propaganda of, that the material nature is all in all, and that's the cause. Because as Prabhupada says in the purport, that it's very difficult to see the origin of cosmic manifestation. And material creation, which is 1/4 of the total creation, but it's 1/4 of the infinity. That means it itself is infinite. It's so huge. So there is no way these modern scientists, with their material apparatus, are going to see beyond this material creation, this whole cosmic manifestation. So naturally, if their mindset is atheistic, if they're not trained to see that there is a superior authority working over the nature, it's going to be practically impossible for them to accept that there is something beyond nature. You see, there are different levels of covering. Prabhupada mentioned in the purport about a cloud. In previous purport also the cloud, in this purport it's not mentioned, but previous purport the cloud is mentioned. But here the example of the cloud can be used, that how a cloud has the potency to cover the existence of sun and moon. And sun and moon may not exist for an individual who is looking up in the sky, because the cloud is covering it. But this covering has many different layers. As Kesha Prabhu was mentioning 2 days before, that a devotee who wants to attain perfection and goes back to spiritual world has to cross through so many layers. Even after him being a perfected devotee, he has to cross through layers. But here, if you see, take the example of cloud, for the atheistic mindset person, when they see the nature, and they don't see any superior personality or the supreme person beyond the nature, for them that cloud is still on a very materialistic platform. Then we see there are theistic people. For them the covering of the cloud is little better, but it is. If they are worshipping demigods, or if they are worshipping everyone and anything, but they are theistic in their mindset. Their mentality is theistic. They accept that there is someone superior. So the covering of the cloud is little, maybe higher you can say, or little clearer, but it's not as thicker as these for modern scientists who believes that there is no God at all. But for them, everything is mixed up. But there is a chance, because of them having faith in something superior, it's easy to tell them and preach or teach them that who God is and what His personality is all about. Then even further that are those personalities who are limited in the understanding that the Brahma Jyoti or the effulgence of the Lord is the most supreme, and they also cannot see beyond it. So these are different conditioning, different layers, you can say. In Sri Ishopanishad, there is a very nice verse, 15th verse of Sri Ishopanishad, where it says, Hiranyamaya Patrena Satyas Pahivitam Mukham Tattvam Pushan Apavruno Satya Dharmaya Drishyate. Translation is, O my Lord, sustainer of all that lives, your real face is covering by your dazzling effulgence. Kindly remove that covering and exhibit yourself to your pure devotees. So it's a covering as well. This covering is also existing. This covering is there. And that type of devotee who accepts Brahma Jyoti as the supreme, as the end and all, cannot see beyond Brahma Jyoti and cannot see the supreme personality of Godhead behind it. You know, Queen Kunti's prayers, she mentions a very nice verse, very much related to the whole topic here, where he says, Maya Javani Kannachan Agya Dhokshajam Avyayam Na Lakshase Muda Drisha Nato Natya Dharoyata. She says, being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. She's also talking about the covering. You just can't see you. Just can't understand you. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. And there we see example of many personalities who were in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, who were there when Prabhupada mentions in Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, this 7th chapter 25th verse, where Krishna is saying that I am covered by my yogamaya. Naham prakasha sarvaso yogamaya samamrita. You cannot see me because I'm covered by my yogamaya potency. So in that purport, Srila Prabhupada is quoting the example of Rajasuya sacrifice, where Krishna was chosen as the for Agra Puja, for the main first worship. And Shishupal and all the other many personalities are watching Krishna. They were related to Krishna. They were practically seeing him again and again. But the covering was so intense that they just couldn't see who he is, who Krishna is, who the personality is. So that covering was again there. But very few could recognize. Bhishma Pitama could recognize who Krishna was, Pandavas could recognize, very few. Because they were his devotees. They were his pure devotees. So they could recognize Krishna's identity. Whereas so many of them, when Krishna even went as a peace messenger to Duryodhan's palace just before the battle of Kurukshetra happened, Krishna wanted to take the last chance of not having the battle, even though it was his desire to have the battle. When he went, Duryodhan knew Krishna is a powerful person, but he just knew that he is a magician. He's a powerful magician. Mystic. He has some Maya Shakti. So he tried to capture Krishna, knowing who Krishna is. And when Krishna showed his semi-universal form there in the palace, and Duryodhan couldn't capture Krishna, his conclusion was still the same. Again, he tricked us with his Maya and he left, because the battle still happened after that. If he would have actually understood Krishna's position, how great he is, that time also he could have surrendered. But his conclusion was still the same, that he is just a powerful being. He tricked us again. Very difficult, this whole, this covering of the Lord. And that's where Prabhupada is mentioning in this purport that from Shastras or authentic literatures like Bhagavad Gita or Vedic scriptures, we can understand that behind this wonderful cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in order to maintain the regular procedures of cosmic manifestation. So how important it is to have scriptures as basis in one's life. Otherwise the conclusions have to be very wrong. Many times, lot of time, especially with devotees also, lot of time is spent on reading so many other things on internet, and hearing so many people around, reading news, and the argument devotees give is just, we are just making ourselves equipped for preaching, for having more better preaching tools, or for understanding the world better. But that, if that time is not actually allocated for reading and understanding the scriptures well, then the bewilderment can easily take place, very easily takes place. Because scriptures are very clearly defining and establishing ourselves, our relationship with the Supreme Personality Godhead and the Supreme Lord Himself, who He is. But outside, in the name of knowing the world, to save the world, this I'm talking for myself also, we miss the main subject matter, which is the Vedic scriptures given to us to identify this, to identify who the Supreme Lord is. And to actually remove this illusion, a lot of hard work has been done by our previous acharyas, and one of our very special personality, Srila Prabhupada, yesterday was his sannyas day. He took sannyas yesterday. And yesterday was Vishwarup Mahotsav also. Somehow Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu was not aware of it, otherwise Prabhu would have spoken about it. I'll mention a little bit about both the events, the very special events. So Vishwarup Mahotsav is you know Vishwarup? Vishwarup was elder brother of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya was named Vishwambhar and his elder brother was Vishwarup. So when he was 16 years old, something very interesting happened. Some of the brahmacharis can relate to that also. Family was arranging for his marriage and all the arrangements were made. And he sensed it and he figured out that now they are planning for my marriage. It's happening. But while before that, he was regularly visiting the house of Advaita Acharya, hearing Krishna Katha, discussing Krishna Katha with him. So when he understood that now this pressure or this option is going to come to me for marriage, without telling anyone, he just left home, took sannyas. He just disappeared. And no one knew where he went after that. So Vishwarup was 16 that time when he left home. And Lord Chaitanya was very young. So some of you might have heard that pastime where Sachi Devi, Lord Chaitanya's mother and Vishwarup's mother, got a little upset with Advaita Acharya because he was visiting Advaita Acharya regularly. And she concluded that it is because of Advaita Acharya that Vishwarup has left home. So she had developed she was a little upset. And when later Lord Chaitanya was distributing love of God to everyone, they asked, what about your mother? Why are you not giving her love of God? She is your mother. She's your beloved mother. And that time Lord Chaitanya revealed that when Vishwarup took sannyas and he left, my mother got upset with Advaita Acharya, and that's a great offense the devotee's feet. So unless she begs forgiveness from Advaita Acharya, she cannot get love of God. This is Lord Chaitanya's mother. We find it hard sometimes after doing a mistake to ask forgiveness. But these are examples of these personalities. Even Sachi Devi had to seek forgiveness for her being upset with Advaita Acharya. Anyways, coming to this Vishwarup's topic. So Vishwarup, when Lord Chaitanya, there are two opinions. Some people say that Lord Chaitanya also took sannyas on this day. But according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, he took sannyas in the month of January and February, not in Chaturmas time. So when Lord Chaitanya left home to search for his brother Vishwarup, he reached a place called Sholapur. It's in Maharashtra. That's in Pandharpur, where Lord Vitthal is worshipped. He found out that Vishwarup, his brother, had taken sannyas and he has already left his body. He entered Samadhi there. Some even say that he entered the deities of Lord Vitthalji, Vishwarup. So that it's a very holy place, very powerful temple also. Many stories are attached to Vitthalnathji there. So it is said that because it's Chaturmas time, this is Chaturmas going on now. Today is the second day of milk fasting, if someone doesn't know. Yesterday was the first day. for 1 month milk fasting will be there. So it was Chaturmas, and Lord Chaitanya was used to strictly observe Chaturmas etiquette instructions. He was so strict that he would not cut his hair and nails for these 4 months. Now it's not practical because those times were different. You know, people will respect you for not cutting and observing Chaturmas. Now you'll be called something else only if you don't cut your hairs and nails. So there are different times. That's why Srila Prabhupada, as a current present Acharya, showed us what to do now. So Lord Chaitanya, when he found out that his brother had left his body, he shaved his head, he cut his nails to observe the rites or whatever final in respect to his brother. So Srila Prabhupada explains who Vishwarup was, because he is elder brother of Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna. So Krishna's elder brother is Balram. So Vishwarup was actually the expansion or Sankarshan directly, who appeared as Vishwarup, as elder brother of Lord Chaitanya. And when Vishwarup left his body, that is described in year 1431, he left his body. Not his body, actually. He disappeared. Actually, he entered the deity. That time, in the Chaturmas period, when Lord Chaitanya found out this whole thing has happened, then this is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Vishwarup, who was elder brother of Lord Krishna, which is Lord Chaitanya, being expansion of Sankarshan directly, when Vishwarup disappeared, his form, he came and merged in Lord Nityananda's form. He entered the form of Lord Nityananda, because in his Vishwarup Leela, he was not able to experience the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. And Sankarshan is expansion of Baldev, and Lord Nityananda is Baldev. So he came and he emerged in the form of Lord Nityananda, and he later experienced all the pastimes with Lord Chaitanya also. So it is explained that Vishwarup was non-different from Lord Chaitanya in the sense that the part and the whole are non-different. He is this direct expansion. So Srila Prabhupada explains that in a very detailed form, giving many verses where in Chaitanya Charitamrita, these verses are there where Lord Chaitanya is actually telling Sarup Damodar and other devotees that now I'm going for searching. And they were heartbroken that, oh, Lord Chaitanya is leaving now. It's a very amazing pastime. If one goes in detail in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one can read the pastime. So that's Vishwarup Mahotsav. Yesterday was that day. But something special also happened for us as devotees yesterday in ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. And this is such an amazing pastime, which happened when Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. We all know that story where on Ulta Ranga Junction, where Srila Prabhupada was forced by his friend Narendra to go and see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur first time in 1922 in Calcutta. So Srila Prabhupada goes and meets and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gives him the instruction of preaching in the Western world, in English-speaking world. So the interesting thing that happened after that was Srila Prabhupada, who was a missionary before, but in Gandhi movement, had transformed completely. But still, Srila Prabhupada did not show his complete transformation, which we later know that he became the greatest missionary in the history to spread Krishna consciousness around the globe. He didn't show his transformation. He didn't reveal the whole transformation. He didn't make it appear in front of people physically, but inside something very powerful was happening. This is so striking. When I first time read about it, I couldn't believe it. Srila Prabhupada came home, and next day he was working under Dr. Bose. His full name was Karthik Chandra Bose. He was working in his pharmaceutical company. Srila Prabhupada went, and next day only resigned. He just resigned. He has a wife, he already has one child. You know, no one can even dare do that, you know. You know, get an instruction from spiritual master, okay, you do this seva, that seva, and you go next day and resign from job. It's difficult. It's hard. Srila Prabhupada did that. But Dr. Bose was so much concerned that you have a family. You're a family person. How will you survive? You need money to maintain. So he suggested him that, why don't you take a franchise of my company, and then you can work whatever way you like, whenever you want, and you can make similar money or even more money. And then you're free. You're not bound by like an employee working under someone and strict hours and whatever. You can be free. So Srila Prabhupada was actually calculating what the options are for him. But for him, work was not even in consideration in front of his guru's instruction. Family, work was not even, he was not even considering about it. So he thought about it that I will need money. This is in 1922. Next day he's thinking, I will need money to do all this, to go to the West, I will need money, to have literature, I will need money, and then the whole life goes from there on. Like on Prabhupada's appearance day, Gopandeshwar was mentioning that we can see Prabhupada as a liberated soul and think that he could do it because he was liberated. He could do it. He's Nitya Siddha devotee. He could do it. But his humanness also is a fact. How determined, how fixed he was from day one to do it, actually. So, it's amazing pastime. So, in that whole course, there are a lot of amazing things happens with Srila Prabhupada. Lot of hardship, actually. The first day when I picked up Bhuvaneshwar, Prabhu was joking that, I don't know why Sumati Murarji, who was such a rich lady, gave a cargo ship ticket to Prabhupada to suffer for 35 days on the ship. She could have given a ticket, air ticket. but it's amazing thing that Prabhupada went on the ship, and that has become a pastime for us to discuss. And for thousands of years, we'll be discussing that pastime. That's how Srila Prabhupada struggled to go to the West. Two heart attacks, writing the diaries, and everything is noted down. Krishna came in this dream, rowing his boat away. If in flight 24 hours he would have reached there, then this pastime would not take place. This we would not see the struggle of Srila Prabhupada. We would only see he did it because Krishna chose him, so he did it. So meanwhile, while he now he is having many kids, few children are there, responsibility to maintain them, and never got support from wife. Even in his Gandhi missionary time, when he was supporting Gandhi movement, his wife was not supporting that time also. So she was never in support to his missionary spirit for anything. Now he is a missionary to spread Krishna consciousness, has an intense desire, and of course there is no support. And Srila Prabhupada has got so many times dreams where his spiritual master is telling him, now you take sannyas, you take sannyas. But in his manifest pastimes, Prabhupada is showing reluctance. He's showing a sense of fear. He's showing a sense of, oh, it's difficult to renounce, to give up. I can't take sannyas. It's too much for me. But when he got many times in 1958, 1959, very constantly he was getting dreams. It actually says many times he got dreams of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur encouraging him for sannyas. So, Prabhupada finally contacted Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, who was head of Chaitanya Math in Calcutta, saying that I'm thinking of sannyas because of constant dreams and encouragement from his spiritual master. So Tirtha Maharaj, Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, called him and asked him that, you come to my math in Calcutta, we'll talk about it there, and you work under me, and then we'll see what we can do. Because during this whole period, the only mission Prabhupada had was to go to the West and preach. Even on his sannyas day, he was only giving a speech in English because that was only on his mind. So whatever he did in India, whatever preaching efforts he had in India was with only one motive, one goal, that this is what I want to do. I want to go and preach in West in English speaking countries. So Prabhupada calculated that Tirtha Maharaj is already struggling to maintain his own mutt. How will he support me in book printing and going to the West? So then he had another plan. He called Sridhar Maharaj. and he had a meeting done. Sridhar Maharaj came. His son Vrindavan Chandra was also there. His sister Bhavatarani Mataji was also there in that meeting. They had a meeting where Prabhupada expressed that constantly I'm getting these dreams. And it was Bhavatarani Mataji, Prabhupada's sister, who told Prabhupada, I think it's a good idea, you should take sannyas. Everyone was encouraging him. It's not just her, but she also said, you should take sannyas. I have 5 sons. They will maintain your family. They all are earning. You take sannyas. Be free. So Prabhupada's sister also encouraged Srila Prabhupada to take sannyas. Now Sridhar Maharaj, who Prabhupada was speaking to, he said that I am very close to your family. So it's better I don't do the sannyas rites. I don't do the rituals. You don't take from me. You go to Mathura and you go to Mathura and see Keshav Maharaj in Keshavji temple. So then he arranged that you go to Mathura. Prabhupada's son is also there in the meeting. He's also hearing everything. But there's no description mentioned how he commented or how he reacted. But then Prabhupada goes to the Keshav Maharaj, and then on 17th of September 1959, the sannyas ceremony begins. It started at 8 a.m., finished at 3 p.m. The long ceremony. But something even more special happened during the ceremony. When that ceremony was taking place, Prabhupada was taking sannyas. Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji was also there in the ceremony, who is Prabhupada's godbrother, who is known for his just chanting all the time. He's always chanting. He was there, and when the Purohit was chanting the mantras and Kirtan was going on, Purohit asked those who were doing Kirtan to stop because now mantras are going on. And Prabhupada is sitting for his sannyas. So Prabhupada signaled those devotees who were doing, who were chanting Hare Krishna, that you don't stop, you start chanting Hare Krishna. So later in the years, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj told Prabhupada disciples whom he met, that time only I understood that Srila Prabhupada is that Acharya who is going to spread Krishna's holy name throughout the world because of his faith on the holy name. So actually the statement which Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji told to Prabhupada disciples is that your spiritual master is one of the greatest in the history of Vaishnava Acharyas because of his so much faith on the holy name that no one could take the holy name to the whole world, but he could do it. And then he was mentioning that time only he understood that he is the Senapati Bhakta who is going to do it. So the ceremony finished, Prabhupada took sannyas. Sannyas ceremony is done. On that day, sannyas ceremony also, he gave a speech in English, whereas most of them couldn't even understand English. Very clear what he's going to do, very determined what the goal is, where he's heading towards. But something very nice happened after that. After the ceremony finished, because it's in Mathura, Prabhupada took a boat through Yamuna. He was alone. He went to an island. This description is nice. He had a sannyas danda. He put the sannyas danda in mud and he shouted loudly, Hari bol, twice. He stayed for some time. Descriptions are not given what he did there, what he was thinking. And then he came back to start the printing. He was 63 that time. And from 1959 till 1965, he was just waiting to get the 3 volumes of first canto finish. Once that was done, he was just impatient to go to US. He could have chosen London, but he was somehow in his mind, he knew America has a potency to change the world. People are following Americans. So he was very keen on going to America. And of course, Sumati Maharaji gave him the ticket for going to US. So when Srila Prabhupada was meeting Sumati Maharaji, Sumati Maharaji recognized, I know you. Because in Kumbh Mela, when she went to take darshan and go to the holy places, she saw Srila Prabhupada sitting under a tree and doing his bhajan, chanting. And that time also she asked Srila Prabhupada for blessings and Prabhupada said Hare Krishna and she left. So she recognized Srila Prabhupada as a sadhu she met. And then later the whole pastime is there where she helped and Prabhupada went to US. But this is Srila Prabhupada's sannyas pastime. But for us, there is something very interesting we can learn. All of us, doesn't matter which ashram, where we belong to. And that interesting thing is that, at least to some degree, we can learn from the whole pastime or the whole teaching, is we should try and put in our lives at least some option of exiting, of at least that thought should be there that one day I will give up, one day I will leave things aside and I'll only proceed for my spiritual pursuits. In an example, like in a house, a exit door or a door is always made. We just don't go in the house and just remain in the house. We leave option to come out of the house also. You know, scriptures gives example of silkworm. You know, he makes a cocoon around him in such a way that he dies within. It is in the hand of the owner itself, or it's in the hand of silkworm itself, because he's making it. He can leave an exit door out. There's no need for him to cover himself fully. So in our day-to-day lives also, sometimes we cover ourselves so much that we don't leave a place for exit. We don't leave an exit for us. We don't leave an option to leave, to come out, or to give up things. Exactly like, even a thief, a smart thief, before entering a house to steal, he makes sure the exits are proper. Because he has to run out. You can learn something from a thief also. An immature thief will just only think of what he has to steal and just enter without thinking how he's going to come out. And he'll be caught inside. But a smart thief, first of all, he prepares how I'm going to leave it. How I'm going to exit. And for a devotee, how I'm going to exit this materialistic lifestyle before going inside and enjoying. So that planning has to be simultaneously done. You know, if someone goes and buys a house and only looks for a kitchen and not for a place for evacuation, a toilet, then it's trouble. We look for both. Both are looked for. You know, where you can accept and where you can reject also. So acceptance and rejection, both are required. Of course, Srila Prabhupada showed, first day only hearing, he's just thinking of rejection. He just give up and just focus on the goal of serving Krishna. But at least to whatever little degree, based on individual's capacities and circumstances, at least that exit door should be looked for, at least planned for, that we can exit, we can leave. You know, for those who are more inspired for the exit side, even in Ayurveda, couple of years, maybe more than that, before 3-4 years before I was doing Ayurvedic treatment, and we went to a doctor in Gujarat somewhere. His treatment was, if you want to be healthy, you eat less, and he would give you trifala, this, that. You know, you're not even eating anything, and whole day you take trifala, every day, morning, night, you're not even eating anything. Rejection more, clearing more, inside less, outside more. And if you see, actually compare spiritual life, a very healthy spiritual life can be compared to that, where sense enjoyment reduces, and due to detachment, service to Krishna increases a lot. So this is something which we all, in our individual circumstances, can plan. Seeing Srila Prabhupada's amazing example of having an exit door available for us, and not just focusing on entering the place to enjoy, but to leave also someday. This planning is very important. So I'll just stop here and see if any comments or questions or correction. You'd like to mention anything, Prabhu? Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu? Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah.
Yeah, they became personal associate of the Lord. What to speak of us getting confused about it? Queen Kunti is confused about it. You know, saying that Sam Vimohiti, you know, I'm just confused. I'm bewildered. You know, how you act, the way you act. Even in Bhagavatam, that Avakiyam Stanakala Kutum, that verse is there. That how amazing you are, how great you can be, that someone who comes and tries to kill you. But in order to kill you, she has rendered some service by offering you her breast milk, but there is poison. You accepted the service so much that you gave her the position of nurse, Datri, your own nurse in the spiritual world. How merciful, how kind you will be. Whereas if you see many personalities, Shishupal or some other personalities who were killed by Krishna, we don't hear about them getting Vaikuntha Lok or becoming associates of the Lord. But they were liberated too. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, it said that every arrow of Arjun and all the club of Bhim, when they were hitting the soldier, they were finishing their sinful reactions. Because they were doing it on behalf of the Lord. They were fighting. And that's why either they got liberation or they got Vaikuntha planets based on what they were, their mindset, their consciousness was on the battlefield also. So Lord is all kind. The same question was raised by many devotees. Even in Srimad Bhagavatam, this comes that isn't he partial then? But so nicely it's explained that no, they are getting spiritual perfection too. Based on their desire, ye tha mam prapadyante, tam satyam bhajamiham. They are not even surrendering, but here Lord is saying, the way you surrender, I reciprocate. But they are not even surrendering, but he's still reciprocating because they are killed by him. How amazing that personality will be. That actually encourages devotees to fully give themselves to such a person. You know, if you hear, if you must have seen that video, your ever well wisher, Srila Prabhupada's, your ever well wisher video. In that, one of the devotees was saying that seeing the personality of Srila Prabhupada and seeing how he was dealing, we became fearless that this person is someone whom we can ourselves freely give to, because we know he's not going to exploit or misuse. So when we know how amazing the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, how Krishna is, then a devotee has no difficulty in giving themselves in his service, because they know whatever the result will be far beyond my own understanding. It'll be very auspicious for me. So the devotees of the Lord also representing a similar mood, where they're so selfless and so giving that people are just surrendering. What happened actually when Srila Prabhupada was there? People were just giving their lives. You use the way you use. You tell do books, okay, we go for books. You tell do this, we go for that. Indran Swami gives a nice pastime. During a marathon time, when it was declared that whoever wins marathon will get a chance to exclusively bathe Srila Prabhupada's feet. So Maharaj and his partner, they both decided that this marathon we are going to win, no matter what happens. We will win it. So they were distributing those magazines that time. So before sunrise, they would go for marathon. And because they were doing in subways and all. So before sunrise, they would go for marathon. And till night 11, they would distribute. And then they'll come home. So Maharaj said, for 1 month, we didn't see sun. Because before sunrise, we would go on inside. And after sunset, 11 o'clock, we'll come. So 3 to 4 hours a day, we will sleep. So then the day came. They won the marathon. Him and his partner, two people doing together. So now they are bathing Srila Prabhupada's feet with lots and lots of water, and buckets are filled, big buckets are filled. So now they both had planned. So when they saw it's the right time, they picked up the buckets and they ran. They ran and they locked themselves in a room. And there Maharaj picked up a glass, his bucket of water, like which has washed Srila Prabhupada's feet, like liters and liters of water. And people who saw them running with the bucket, they also ran behind him. They're knocking the door, open the door, open the door. You know, what are you doing? We need mercy, we need Srila Prabhupada's mercy. You know, it's in the inside, in water has washed Srila Prabhupada's feet, we need it, we need it. And Indrasundar Swami and his partner are convinced it's for us. In the room, both of them together finish all the water by drinking. You see? Fully. Like, it means what an intensity of faith. Like, what faith is required to do that? When we are new and when we are new devotee and you said this is such and such person's, this is this Swami Mahabhishek water. Feet, oh. So many things can come in your mind. But then, you see, and that's why they did so much great service. Similarly, if with that same mood we just surrender to the Supreme Lord, you know, we take Charanamrit, it's very tasty. But if you tell to a person who has very little faith or no faith and who is just visiting the temple, and what is this? This is from the waters after bathing the deity. I have to drink it. It's very difficult. But for us, we wait for that time. People fill it and take home and drink it. You see? So when we know that this is such a person whom we can really give ourselves to, then devotees don't have any inhibitions. They just do it. And the process of doing that is giving ourselves to his representatives. Because how will you give yourself to deities, you know, Krishna? How will you give? You give to those who themselves have given to their superiors. So that's how it goes. Anything else? Yes. Easy question, okay.
Vishnu was the incarnation of the Lord.
Yes.
Then in one story I heard that Lord Vishnu said that I have never seen the Lord.
So I think you're talking about the story where Krishna and Arjun, they went crossing all the layers to see Mahavishnu. Yeah, so there, that actually proves your own question that Vishnu, Krishna is superior to Vishnu. And that's why Lord Vishnu said that he has never seen the Lord. He wanted to take darshan. Because, just for example sake, you have not seen how your father looked like when he was of your age. But he has seen it because he is superior to you. So Lord Vishnu was eager to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, directly, because he is expansion of Krishna. So your question was your answer also, actually. Isn't it? Yes, Prabhuji.
You were mentioning about getting a ticket from Srimati Sai. It was not easy. Prabhupada had to wait on the steps.
Oh, that's a big pastime, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And the servant of Srimati Desai used to tell, the old man always chanting and sitting on the step. So he said, all right, tomorrow when he comes, bring him to my office.
Yeah. The day was that Prabhupada decided, no matter what happens, today I will see her.
That's right.
And for hours and hours he was sitting on the stairs just chanting in sun. And then that time Srimati Murari said, who is this person who is sitting? Who is this sage? And that's where Prabhupada was introduced, and then the whole pastime happened. Like,
so much patience.
Determination is like intense, you know. This is like some other level of determination. Yeah. Unless we read this pastime, you know, it literally appears that things just came for him in a plate. He was waiting to be old. This pastime had to happen. He was just making money, didn't make, failed. You know, when you live by it, you see it. And we are in an institution, anything great that happens, there is so much of appreciation, so much of encouragement comes from so many angles. And this person is just fighting alone, with no one to say, good job, you know, nothing. Family also not supporting. It's so difficult.
Years will roll out again.
Yeah, so many times. Yes, Krishna.
You also that, what will you do at your age?
You will die.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're an old person, you will die. Yeah.
Where are you going to stay? Not
Yeah, no, nowhere encouraged other than Prabhupada's spiritual master's instructions. Many of his god brothers said this is undoable task, but anyways, your desire, try it. Yes, Krishna. From the ashram plat point of view, Varna, Vyasadeva was a grihastha. The question is that when Sukadeva Goswami was passing by, when the young girls were bathing in the lake, they didn't cover themselves. But when Vyasadeva passed, they were covering themselves. But Vyasadeva was incarnation of the Lord, so why they had to do that, what they did? Why they had to cover in front of him? So, from material ashram point of view, Vyasadeva was grihastha. He was a married person. And Sukadeva Goswami was known to be a renounced person who is detached, has no attachment at all. So, to live up to that etiquette, they covered. But they were least bothered because anyways they knew he is this person. Sukadeva Goswami is least bothered about... There is no even differentiation for him. What is man, what is woman? Because he's beyond bodily identification completely. Even though Vyasadeva was also... But because in material sense he was grihastha, married, having kids, and Sukadeva Goswami was his child, so they followed that etiquette. Is it right? Is it correct? The answer I give. I'm asking you. Is it okay? Hare Krishna. Granth Rashmi Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai.